Hey guys, it's Jay again.
Hey Jay.
Hey Jay.
I forgot to ask you. We went to Cinderella's Royal Table, and the stuffed French toast there was real good. Where can we get that stuffed French toast without paying a bazillion dollars for sitting in the castle?
Kona Cafe.
Kona Cafe.
Deb Wilson has a recipe for it. You should grab it.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Thanks a whole bunch, and watch out for the crickets.
Thanks, jhan.com. 407-278-5939. Hey, we got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Chris in Nebraska.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Chris.
Not doing too bad. How are you guys doing? Good show.
Outstanding. Thanks.
Hey, I was going to ask you guys a couple of quick questions here. First of all, we're going down in April over Easter, and we're staying at Scopa Towers.
Cool.
We haven't requested a building yet. What would y'all suggest?
What are you looking for in a building?
Quiet's not the biggest, probably not the biggest priority. We got a couple of kids, and we're not going to be there a whole lot. I think it might be just the walk.
Okay, so he wants a close
building.
The buses
and all that.
And you're not you don't have a preferred year, right?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think it might have been a standard. My wife did the
Scopa, what was it? It's going to be the 60s, right? That are going to be the preferred?
The preferred right now, it's really strange. It's not. I don't believe that all of the 60s is preferred land, but I know that
just the two closest.
The ones that are closest to the to that main pool area. Now, also there are preferred rooms for the 50s and the 70s as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. The buildings that are that are closest to the.
Yeah, there's a. Let me see. Who has? I don't know if WCAD.org may have a map of the preferred buildings on there. Those buildings, and well, it's you can pretty much say most of the 60s, not all of them. I think most of the 60s, and those 50s and 70s buildings that are the closest to the Classic Hall area.
Okay.
Excellent.
I had one quick question for you. I don't know if you guys, I haven't heard anything much on the podcast about it, but what have you guys heard about the Pal Mickey and bringing it back to the to the park a year later?
You could do it.
It can only play what it's programmed with. I mean, in terms of like its functionality.
Right.
Like, it gets software update, I believe, right, Len? But it just can't do like if the new one can, you know, scratch your back, it can't do it.
Right. it gets new information uploaded to it though, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it won't be like
it does update, right?
It won't say like, well, if you were here 2 years ago, Space Mountain would have had no way right now.
Right. Cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. It's a great show.
Cool. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. Mr. Newell, we've set a record, I believe, this show, haven't we?
We just tied it. I think we just tied it.
Wow. We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, caller.
My name's Thad. I'm from Indiana, and I called a few moments ago. I forgot a question.
Thad. Doesn't sound familiar. just go ahead.
He's from Thad.com.
Okay. Shameless plugs, you know, that's how I operate. Go ahead, Thad.
Which park would be the best to celebrate an 11-year-old birthday? And perhaps which dining experience might be the best for that same situation?
Narcoossee's would be a little young, but there's never too young to start.
Oh, God. Can't believe you went there.
What do you think?
11, I mean, Magic Kingdom. I think is the right park.
Yeah, I would back that. Magic Kingdom, I mean, that's a great option. Unless your son is particularly into a certain character,
animals
like
or
that.
Princess.
Yeah, I mean
shows like
yeah. I mean it depends what's your son's what kind of characters what characters is he associated with?
I'm sorry, it's actually my daughter.
Oh, daughter, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's easy.
That's okay.
Try to what characters do. I mean, do they like the princesses, Kim Possible? Find the characters that kind of, if they like the Pooh characters.
What does she like?
She's kind of beyond the princess stage, to be honest. She's actually kind of into the Incredibles and things of that nature, more of the Pixar type characters.
Well, you meet a lot of characters at the studios.
Studios, yeah.
That might be. I mean, it depends. You know, is she into character meets and greets, or is that kind of her thing?
Not necessarily. I just didn't know if it was like a restaurant that perhaps would play the birthday up more than another might, or I know you've spoken of the
Whispering Canyon at the Wilderness Lodge might.
Oh yeah, that'd be a great one. Or
thanks.
If you're going to be at the studios anyway, you may consider 50s Primetime Cafe.
Mention
it's your daughter's birthday. She will. She won't be bored. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Great. Thanks for calling in again. And we have another call?
Yes, sir.
Hi, who are you speaking with?
It's Jason from Los Angeles.
Jason, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. How's everyone over there?
Good.
Outstanding. Cold.
outstanding. Yeah, that's good. I have an answer to the Pal Mickey question.
Oh, awesome.
And so I think that it's definitely not going to be reincarnated. And that's because if they didn't try and do a big push over the 50th anniversary because of all the amazing facts and trivia they could have done, they're probably never going to bring it back.
I personally think that Pal Mickey will only be updated when there's a significant number of attractions that have been added to any of the theme parks. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
And also I have a question.
Sure.
So I'm planning a trip sometime between like the end of May, early June, and I don't want to stay somewhere as classy as Scopa Towers. I'm trying to go a little bit less. So I'm looking at the Swalfin right now. And
you're slumming, huh?
So I want to know if there's any difference between the Swan or the Dolphin.
Yeah, there is actually.
Dolphins and what that would be.
So the rooms are slightly different at the Swan and Dolphin. If I hold on, let me flip through the if I recall correctly, the Swan's rooms tested better for. I think they have slightly better beds, although they're both 250 thread count sheets.
I remember Len. While you look that up, I'll give you. I know Len talks a lot about the. He loves the Dolphin because it's got the special beds, I believe. And the thread counts. I mean, Len is all about pillow fluffiness and white noise. And
I am, in fact, all about
And the Dolphins
and the pillow fluffiness.
The pillow fluffiness. Yeah, we actually measured that this last time for. It's a long story, but so the readers actually rate the Dolphin a little bit higher than the Swan. We rate the Dolphin a B+ when you're looking at things like soundproofing, lighting, and pillows, and we rate the Swan a solid B. So the Dolphin's a little bit higher, both on our report card and on our reader report card.
All right. And also, do you know why the Dolphin kind of like logo insignia has like a koi fish on it?
Instead of a dolphin?
Yeah. Like, because the Swan has a swan. So you would think the Dolphin would have like a dolphin, but no, it has like a koi fish on it.
RobertGraves.com. He would know. I think it's a stylized dolphin, not like porpoises, but like dolphin the fish.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's supposed to be, a stylized small fish dolphin.
I think you're right, Len. I think he did that on porpoise.
Oh, Lord.
God, even the listeners are just like, oh.
Another joke just for the hell of it.
That's good, actually. Use the park reference.
Thanks.
It's better than Len singing, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, really. The what isn't, I mean, come on. Funny.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you very much for everything you guys do.
Cool,
really
thanks
great.
So much.
Thanks, Jason.
Try to find the answer to, searching their net, but clearly the answer is going to be on Lou's site. It's New World Tribune coming up. Do we have another call, maybe? Yes, we do. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Kimmy. I have an explanation for the Dolphins.
Oh, good. You stayed
awesome.
What's the deal?
They are English heraldic dolphins, somebody told me. If you look, and I won't swear to it because I'm not into the heraldry. I belong to a historical recreationist group, and we recreate follow the Roman Empire through the Renaissance. And so several people I know a lot about heraldry. And they are English heraldic dolphins. They did not know what proper dolphins like the bottlenose and such that we're used to. So that's why they are up there.
Cool. Well, thanks for putting that in there.
The weirdness you learn in certain when you hang out with a bunch with certain people. So.
Funny you keep.
You know, during that whole Norman conquest, reacted like, hey, does anyone know why the swalfin doesn't really look like a dolphin?
Well, maybe not during that, but believe me, the weird questions that I. When you go camping with 10,000 of your closest friends in the middle of August, it's all sorts of fun things come up in conversation.
Well, thanks for letting us know about that, Kim.
Not a problem. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. We have another caller, though. Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Big Brian again. On that same subject of the last caller on the dolphins,
yep.
The thing I heard, it's a dolphin fish. That's in the Middle Ages. That's what they called a dolphin, the dolphin fish.
That's what we called it back.
Back then, yeah, Scopo was like, this looks like a dolphin.
Yeah. It's all my fault, Brian.
Old soothsayer Scopa.
Yeah.
And I think I probably did hear that from Lou Mangiello, so.
There you go. Lou said it. It's all Lou's fault if it's wrong. Thanks for calling in, Brian.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. We've got a little less than half an hour left, and it's a lot of time. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, how you doing? This is Alberto from Rickford, North Carolina.
Hey, Alberto. What can we do for you?
Listen, what I'm trying to find out is I'm going to the Pirates and Princesses party, and I guess it's March. And
yep.
What I wanted to know was, do you still have to pick up a ticket to Walt Disney World itself?
No.
The Magic Kingdom?
The ticket is good. That's admission to the park. However, you can only get into the park about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you wanted to, we kind of talked about this in tomorrow's episode, so if you want, you'll definitely want to listen to it. But I'll repeat it just for you, Alberto.
Okay.
What would be great is if it'd be a great day, ideally like in the middle of your trip, you could take a break and sleep in and do something, you know, non-park-wise in the morning, and then go into the Magic Kingdom at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, with your Pirate and Princess Party ticket. So that way, between that and the rest of the day, you know, during the actual party, you'll have a, you know, that's a half-price day, really, right there.
Exactly. Two quick questions. Can I shoot them at you or not?
Go for it.
Now, I'm planning on staying at the Martinique. It's your Caribbean resort. Now, is there, like, any preferred room you guys figure on or anything?
What?
At the Martinique Caribbean resort.
Well, that particular village is a preferred village, I believe, within the resort, Alberto. I'm not sure. Well, obviously, you'd want the building that is closest to the food court.
Alberto, what are you looking for? Quietness or proximity?
Well, I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, so I want to be able to just go somewhere, have them like take a break before we go to the party, and then still have somewhere I can like let them loose and run around and have a ball.
Right.
Well, all the rooms are pretty close to the pools over there. Each village has a pool, so.
Okay.
I don't think any of the rooms are going to be too far from. From the pool area or play area for the kids to have some fun, and there's also a beach there that you can have some fun. Just don't let them go into the Barefoot Lagoon, I think it's called over there.
Alberto, in general, I'm reading through some notes over here that the island of Barbados is nearest the custom house, but its central location guarantees that it is also the most foot traffic and road noise.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for, but you want to look for Martinique, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me see what I can find here.
Because I went ahead and I called and I made my reservations and everything, and she was saying that I guess it's close.
Yep, I got it. Rooms 2245 to 2256, and rooms 2413 and 2416.
Oh, excellent.
So that'll be in the show notes if you missed that. But it's probably better.
Now, you know the water that's where Downtown Disney's at, that waterway? Does that connect to the Caribbean?
No.
No,
it doesn't?
No, that connects to Downtown Disney and the Port Orleans Resorts.
Port Orleans Resorts. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks.
You have a good night.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Hi. I actually have one tip and one question for you.
Sure. What's your name first? We don't want to refer to you as caller.
Oh, thank you. This is William from Fairfax, Virginia.
Hey, William. What can we do? Shoot.
Well, we were just at the World in January for the marathon, and during the, we rented a car, and we were following the signs to get around to the Epcot and to, you know, the Magic Kingdom and things, and noticed that there were faster ways to get around than following the signs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we were just wondering why, do you know why they did that, or was there a master plan behind that?
Maybe. When you talk about, you talking the day of the half marathon and the marathon, William?
No, I'm sorry. That's when I was there. We stayed there some days after, and going to the parks, we noticed that driving around, you know, via following the signs took a lot longer than just learning the way or looking at a map and getting to the parks on our own and not following the signs.
Well, there are, I think what you'll find, if you're down there enough, you will notice that there are many different ways of getting from one point to the next point. It's not just one particular way that you can go. There are long ways, there are short ways, there are shortcuts. I've been down there so often, I mean, I do look at the signs, but everything's pretty much ingrained in my head as to how quickly you can go from here to there. Like, there are some shortcuts if you want to go from Epcot to Port Orleans. I mean, there's a couple of shortcuts that you can use instead of going around the world the way they have you going. So yeah, I think that when you become more familiar with the area, you tend to not pay that much attention to the signs, except at night sometimes if you're a little tired, I guess.
Do you think that's because we tend to go in the off-season and it's really, the traffic doesn't seem to be a problem? Does that help deflect the traffic during the busy seasons?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, it's just, they try to make it as simple as possible. And often the simplest way is not the shortest way.
Right.
You know, it's just like when you Google map something or, put it into a MapQuest. Same, they might not give you the best route possible because, they're trying to give you the...
Yeah, and another thing, William, I think that there, and I don't know if this, and this is just the top off the top of my head, you've got a lot of people visiting there who are driving and they're... English is their second language, and sometimes they just want to make it as simple as possible, so they don't put as many signs or many different options. Sure. No, so that might have a lot to do with it, too. I'm just guessing.
That's true. That's a good point. I also have a tip for Len, but I know he's not there, so...
Oh, sorry. Just came back.
Oh, there you are. I have the suffer the same addiction to coffee that you suffer.
Ah,
good coffee.
We ran into that problem at the Magic Kingdom, and my father-in-law suggested, and it was actually a very good suggestion, we bought one small cup of coffee and one small hot cocoa, and we got a third empty cup and just did like a half and half of mocha, or the hot cocoa.
Like a mochaccino, yeah.
That's a Dunkaccino in the Dunkin' Donuts, that's what they do. It's a half coffee.
Oh, I could go for a Dunkin' Donut. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you guys for your help.
Thanks, cool. Will.
Thanks, Will.
Take care.
Bye, Bill. 407-278-5939. So far, so good. Mr. Scope, we've set a new record for the amount of people who have called in to one live show. Is that correct?
I believe so. I think we have 26 so far.
Wow. We have another caller. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. This is Janine from Cerritos.
Hey,
I
Janine.
Met you guys over at MouseFest.
Hi, Janine.
Oh, we remember you.
Hey, Janine. So,
yes, I just wanted to call in because after I got on the, I was interviewed by you guys last time and then had nothing exciting to answer when I was asked if I was going to stay at Scopa Towers. I just wanted to call in and let you know that this, I'm actually leaving tomorrow for Disney World and I am staying at Scopa Towers.
Hey.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
But thank you guys. You guys have been doing a great job with the show.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I do have one question for Len.
Oh, sure. What's up?
Have you? I don't know if you have any new plans out in this year's book, but do you have any plans for people who usually go to Disneyland, and how you might approach that differently over at Disneyland?
Good question. We do have a section in the book that compares attractions in Disney World and Disneyland.
There's no unofficial guide to Disneyland?
There is. Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. But
okay.
Your question is, we have a touring plan for people who are familiar with the Disneyland rides.
Right, and so then So then, for example, like Country Bears and the People Mover would be a bigger deal than, say, Splash Mountain.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Kind of. Sorry, Len. I thought she was asking for touring plans for Disneyland.
No.
So it's
gotcha.
No, we don't actually. And I think you're probably one of the few people that have ever asked for it. But we do list in the book the attractions that are different in both parks, and then which park we think has the better attraction. I think for most of them, it's Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back and forth, I think, a little. I think some of them are a little longer over at Disneyland.
Yeah, like Pirates is... I mean, Pirates is great in both places. I mean, they're still premier attractions, but I like it. Disneyland's a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it's got more rooms and stuff over at Disneyland.
Yeah, I think so. And Space Mountain, I think, is a little bit... I don't know. I was just on Space Mountain this last time, and it was pretty good in Disney World, too. Maybe a slight edge to Disneyland.
But now they have that new overlay with the...
yeah, that's nice. The rock and roll stuff, yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of weird. But no, I mean, just, yeah, I like... The Winnie the Pooh ride, I think, is way better over at Disney World, so...
Good point.
Well, Len will get right on that Disneyland touring plan.
The Disney World touring plan for the Magic Kingdom touring plan for Disneyland visitors.
There you go.
Excellent.
All right, we'll be waiting for it.
Thanks, Janine. If you have any ideas on that, drop me a line. Thanks, Janine.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking me.
Good luck on the trip.
Have fun.
Bye.
I think we've got time, Mr. Newell, for one more call. Here's our last caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys, this is Byron Hall from Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, Byron. Byron.
So, great show. Granted, I only caught the last 30 minutes, tuned in late, completely forgot.
Better late than never.
Yep. Wanted to give a completely random tip. I don't know if anybody has tried this yet. And the idea is combining Magical Express to the resort and then getting a rental car from either on property or just off.
I think that's, so you're asking, taking Magical Express to Walt Disney World and then getting a rental car on Disney World property?
Ooh, we covered this in the book, yeah.
Like, Ellen, why don't you quickly hit that?
Well, so Byron, why do you want to do that?
For Mountfest, for instance, I did Magical Express to Scope the Towers, mm-hmm. and as soon as I got there, I called, in this case, Hertz on 192, and by the time I got through checking in at Pop's Entry, Hertz was already out front waiting on me. Took me to Hertz. I was out of Hertz in 5 minutes and was in Epcot about 45 minutes from the time I arrived at on property.
And was that less expensive than... Because we actually did a thing in the 07 guide where we compared rental car rates on-site at the airport and then off-site in Walt Disney World. It was never cheaper to rent off-site.
Right. In the case of Mousefest, what I found, at least with Hertz, there were three different price structures. The airport was the most expensive, followed by, like, the Hertz at, say, Shades of Green was less than the airport, and then the off-site at 192 was in the cheapest.
So let me ask you this question. So the Hertz off-site location might have been the least expensive. However, was Hertz the lowest provider? In other words, like what we found is usually Alamo and National are the lowest cost renters. Hertz is almost never the lowest cost renter.
They were the lowest on property that I saw, and they were the lowest that were immediately close by that I saw. That's not to say that there wasn't something there, but in terms of what I saw and what I normally look at, Hertz was the cheapest that I did see at the time.
And did you use Mouse Savers codes?
No, I used AAA, so you get the discount up front, and then there was like another $20, $25 discount, but that would have applied airport on-site or off-site.
Okay. I think we'll have to check it out, and also we'd have to check out Enterprise, which is a new sort of player that we didn't check last time, but in general... Alamo and National at the airport are going to be the very best rental prices for both economy, compact, midsize, and minivans using Mouse Savers codes that you can find in Orlando.
Okay. Okay. Cool. But it's just another, some people like to do things a certain way, and those that like Magical Express but also want a car, that's definitely something.
Yeah, definitely.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, thanks for calling in, Byron.
Okay, you're welcome. Great show.
Cool, guys. Thanks, Byron.
Great. Okay, and Mr. Newell, let's shut it down. And that's it for us today. If you want to find older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the Walt Disney World Today website at www.www.com.
Oh, no,
for Mike Newell, Len Testa, and Mike Scopa, I'm Matt Hochberg. We'll see you on the next show. Josh and Sarah emailing. And stay tuned for The Thing, Finding Nemo.
Yeah, The Thing and The Thing. The Thing, all right, we're going to leave The Thing.
Stay tuned, Finding Nemo, coming on now.
World Radio.
Now!